What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new, thank you for joining. If you're a returning listener, thank you for coming back. So I just want to start off. I announced on Twitter, I think, yesterday. I started a new podcast called Mushin Mindset. So if you're interested in, like, mindset, spirituality, ancient wisdom, philosophy kind of stuff, definitely give it a look. Again, that's Mushin Mindset. So I'll be doing that one probably every Monday and Friday. That'll be coming out. Probably 30-minute episodes to an hour. So yeah, check that out. The Lanshead Gaming Podcast will continue as normal. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except this past Wednesday, I had some stuff come up, so I wasn't able to put up an episode, but it'll remain the same. And one of the reasons I made like a second podcast is I kind of wanted to keep, I have a lot of things that interest me, and it's hard to keep everything kind of together. And originally with Lanshead Gaming, obviously in the name, I set it up so it was like gaming kind of entertainment was the direction that I wanted to go, but there's so many different things that I could talk about. So instead of leaving it all on the same podcast, I decided to kind of split it up and make two different podcasts so that that way I can kind of keep this like mostly gaming entertainment kind of stuff, maybe some other random things, and then keep the other one like more the deep thinking one. So I'm excited to see where it goes. Like, I never would have thought a year ago that I would have made a podcast, let alone two at all. So it's definitely a journey. So I appreciate it if everyone checked it out. So hopefully everyone had a good 2019. Now here we are, like 3 days into it, something like that. So it's going pretty well. It's really hot in Florida, so it doesn't feel like the winter anymore at all, but it's supposed to be cold in the days coming up. And so with a new year comes new games, all the exciting games for 2019. So I was just looking at a list online of the new games coming out, and there's a lot of stuff that I forgot about too. And honestly, I'm really excited for Resident Evil 2. It's been a long time since I played the original one, back on PlayStation 1, and this one just looks really good. And they didn't just like remastered it, but it's almost remade entirely. So it looks really cool, and I'm really excited to play it. There's also Metro Exodus. That's probably gonna be good. I never played the first Metro game, 2033, I think. But I played Metro Last Light. I think I played it like 2 times. It was pretty good. It was a really good game. Definitely check it out. Metro Exodus when it comes out. See, Crackdown 3. I remember when the first one came out for Xbox 360. I think I had the demo. It came with Halo or something like that. And it's been a long time since 2 came out. Honestly, I haven't seen very much about it, so not sure what to say on that one, but it'd be interesting to see it when it comes out. And there's Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. That one looks interesting. I heard it was kind of like a sort of like a feudal Japan set Dark Souls is how I saw it described in one place, but that'll be interesting. I really like Japanese culture and feudal Japan and the whole samurai and the ninja thing, so that'll definitely be one to check out. The Division 2, probably won't check that out. Rage 2, never played the first one. Never really heard anything about it. The first Rage. Saw a trailer for this one, it looks kinda cool. Cyberpunk 2077. That one looks cool. I didn't think it was coming out this year though. I thought it got delayed. That'd be a cool one. Wolfenstein Youngblood. Yeah, I still have to play the other two Wolfenstein games. I have them on, what's it called? Xbox Game Pass. I need to play those. Gears of War 5. I haven't played a Gears of War game in forever. For me, that like they were always good, and I enjoyed them, but I don't know. I could never like stay into it. After the second one, I didn't play anymore after that. Not sure why. They were great games, and they were fun to play, especially multiplayer, like co-op. Ace Combat 7. Pretty hyped for that one. It's been a long time since I played like an air combat simulator. Hawks. Tom Clancy Hawks, I think. That was the last one I played. Team Sonic Racing. Trying to compete with Mario Kart. Might be good, who knows. Dead or Alive 6. Haven't played one of those in a long time. Interesting to check out. Shenmue 3. I know a lot of people were excited about that one. I haven't played the other ones. I heard they're really good, though. Oh, Jump Force, that's another one. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that one. That'll be pretty cool. I'm just, one of the things I'm worried about with that one is that they're gonna pull some kind of BS with microtransactions, or like the game looks really good in the trailers and stuff like that, but it's not gonna quite be what it was made out to be. I don't know if that's gonna be the case. I'm just kind of worried that it might be like that, but I'm definitely excited for that one. It looks pretty cool. They have like the whole Jump universe in there, and you can make your own avatar and stuff like that. Looks like it's gonna be pretty fun. Comes out February, I think. February 15th, if I remember correctly. It's a few days after my birthday, so maybe a birthday present right there. And there's a lot of good games coming out. I'm definitely excited. Wish I had the money to buy all of them and play them. But I'm gonna start getting more on my Twitch again. It's something I kind of started and dropped off from, so it's something that I want to start doing consistently this year. So I'll put that on Twitter or on, and on here on the podcast too, my streaming schedule and what I plan on doing with that. So that's twitch.tv/sandwraith12, sandwraith 12. So yeah, hopefully I'll be doing that and streaming some cool games, and do a lot of streams with my cousin Christian. I think maybe we'll do one tonight playing some Rome Total War 2. A throwback. When we were kids, we played that game all the time, the first Rome. Like, always fighting against each other. Set up, like, we would have, like, these epic bridge battles where we'd have, like, like, a whole side of, like, Romans versus a whole side of whatever, like Spartans and stuff like that, and see who would win. I would do stuff like that all the time, so we'll stream Rome too. Kind of a throwback to childhood. But thank you guys for joining again on the podcast. It's kind of a shorter one today, and just kind of talking about the newer games. There'll be one tomorrow, and that one will probably be longer. I have my cousin back on that one, and we'll talk about Twitch and some other games and stuff like that, and you know, other further plans for the year in Twitch and things like that. So please join in. Thank you guys for being a part of the podcast this time. I look forward to talking to you guys and podcasting again next time. See ya.